It's my pleasure to introduce Debbie Workman. Debbie married Dave, her high school sweetheart, here at St. Peter's Parish in what's now Dominic Hall. Debbie's face might be familiar to many of you because she's a Roman Catholic. Roman around, because now she lives in the boundaries of St. Elizabeth Seton, but she's the parish at Holy Spirit in Goddard. I don't know how she finds time for all her activities, mother of four, grandmother of four, and a dedicated late Carmelite. I assure you that her insights will be coming from a heart that loves the church.
Good evening, everyone. I get to speak about my favorite person, Mary. I just want you to know I love her. She is my confidant, my close friend, and the one who tenderly, with all my sins, brings me to salvation himself. After roaming a while, after school, God called me back through his daughter, Mary. I delved into Marian theology and attended the School of Mary through the Rosary. Jesus and his cousins were educated by her, and I insist that they had the best education possible. If you recall Matthew chapter 13, verse 55, it says, "Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary? Where did he get all of this?" Currently, she is appearing all over the world. Many of her apparitions or locutions are approved by the church. One such visit by Mary in 1846 is La Salette, France, located in the Alpine peaks. What strikes me personally about La Salette and this splendidly beautiful, lovable lady who is bathed in the glory of light and represents God, the feminine side of God, the quasi-incarnation of the Holy Spirit, is what Maximilian Kolbe explains. That she is showing us the sadness and tears of God. For she comes to La Salette with her head in her hands, crying, manifesting an overwhelming sadness. She is being herself, sad, angry, and is not hiding it. Through the tears of a mother, our mother, she is revealing a deep affection toward her people. She wants to be involved in your workday lives, in your worries, as well as your spiritual lives, and showing us how the two really blend together in a minute-by-minute interaction with you. Tears also imply a certain helplessness, a loss of control over one's feelings and emotions. She places her hands over her face like a first embarrassment. We don't cry because we don't want to. We cry because we must. Love, sadness, and pain force us to surrender to Almighty God. Tears are the barometer of love and affection. In her apparitions, she is showing involvement, responsibility, empathy, and lively interest. We are clearly invited to exhibit all of these attributes in our own lives, following her witness and conduct. She is also communicating a broadness of mind and an all-encompassing viewpoint. "You will make this known to all my people," she says. She is manifesting interest and exhibiting her presence to people. She came and she spoke. Mary came to show us that God heals our wounds spiritually and physically, and she shows us the importance of prayer, the rosary, penance, the mass, and in humility. It is a message of infinite mercy for sinners and for the care of the sick. She speaks of peace and loving our neighbors, the Christians, the Jews, Muslims, atheists, and unbelievers. She has been speaking to us all, to every race and nation. Our Lady does not want us to approach her Son with our intellects, but with our hearts, as little children approach him, asking to be infused in his immense love, his gentleness, and his truth. Our mother brings these things to him, and he cannot deny us. Why does the Madonna weep? Why did she lament at the foot of the cross when her Son was crucified by the very people he came to save? Because we are not listening, and when we shun the love of her Son by disobedience. Let us listen to the words of our Most Holy Mother.